Next item, request for public hearing, Golden Tile Fish increasing the commercial trip limit to conform to the federal rule. Mr. Grist, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. I'll make this brief. We included an evaluation on this item already. It kind of describes the history on the item. Just in general, to accommodate a rule change by National Marine Fisheries Service and Mid-Atlantic Fishery Council, we have currently a combined tile fish regulation, commercially and recreationally, where you put in blue lines, golden tile fish, and sand tile fish all together, co-manage them. Now the new fishery management plan through the Mid-Atlantic Council for golden tile fish has changed to the bit where we need to develop language to pull golden tile fish separate from the other tile fish and have the plan that we have mirror the plan of the federal government. We then need to take blue lines and sand tiles and put them back together, combine them separately. And what we need to do is also take the original possession limit and either keep it the same or reduce it. A lot of items here to go through, but generally we're just trying to get golden tile fish in line with the federal plan and take two other species that in the past were not being regulated outside of Virginia and keep them regulated in Virginia in a proactive and conservation measure this commission did 4 years ago and continue that measure. So the request is for advertising for January 2012 public hearing amendments to Chapter 4 of EAC 2011-20 to provide a commercial golden tile fish possession limit of 500 pounds and a range of possession limit options from 100 to 300 pounds for the commercial possession of blue line tiles and sand tile fish. That's it.
Mr. Plumlee?
Move to hold the public hearing as set forth by staff.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now, thank you, Joe.